Show wise, bro.
I don't know how many people realise that a lot of this year was actually based on soccer. That's the truth of Hulks. I used to ask him very, very regularly, Shivers, to do with Shear. In fact, as I said yesterday night, really, I asked him two Shivers yesterday, actually. Yesterday night, I asked him two Shivers, which we mentioned earlier this year. So I just want to tell you one thing. I think it's very hard in a few minutes to just say about Vernon Falk. What to say? I think one thing I want to say is what one of my first impressions of Falk. When I was in Yeshiva, I remember I once walked him home to his house, and I had to answer from Shear. As I came into his house, and we started talking, not exactly all the details, and there was a phone call. So he picked up the phone. It was a woman, I don't know what Shear was exactly, it was a woman to do something with about her oven, something to do with Bosco Chav. She must have asked the Shear about kashering the oven. So he told her what she's supposed to do, and he said, okay. And then it must be she asked the same question again. Because I heard him repeating exactly the same thing again to her. And this happened a few times. He was mummish, calm, and clever, calm. My mum was just spoiled for it. He was suddenly just completely calm. And that was an impression. That was how always, whenever a person asked him a question, and I said, even, I'm sure something must have laughed sometimes at one of the questions, you know, it's such an easy question for him to answer, literally. But he always took every person very seriously. I'm saying I'm a lover, it's important to love her. I must tell you, just a few months ago, I was walking around Falk, and I said this to him. I said, Falk, one of my striking memories of Falk is this. I said him this story. Falk said to me as a joke, I'm not sure about what happened now, but he says to me, if the same thing would happen now, but I tell you it would have happened. He was always very calm and everything, and safe upon him, the opposite way. He was like, besides the tremendous halacha that he knew he could answer, the mummy's unbelievable how he could answer. One has to appreciate the thing. Why should we have such a person to ask? The void is there. Let's remember, we should be able to fill that void. That's what we should do. The two questions I asked him yesterday, I just want to go over those questions that I said yesterday. I asked him yesterday before this year here. One of the questions was this question with the glasses, which I said over yesterday. Now, a person wants to wear glasses on Shabbos, Shmiras A9, he wants to have a lens which you can't see, it's just normal plastic, it's a normal glass, it's a plastic. It doesn't do anything. And he wants to go in the street with that because he's embarrassed to walk in the street without glasses because everyone knows what he's up to. So he wants to put on this pair of glasses in order to, what you call it, to pretend he's wearing glasses. That the mice even now actually said there's a problem with her. It's a very good story. So it's a master. You don't mean it's not doing anything. It's helping Ruchius. It's not helping the poof. Therefore, that's the whole problematic. That was number one. And number two, I asked him, yes, there was also mentioned Shaila, which I want to speak a bit about when I reach us down. And that is a person who never needs to use crutches. Actually, I was just telling someone today this thing, that's how it started the Shaila, because someone told me his boy had mummy's Shaila, actually. He broke his knee or something. So he was on crutches for a long time. He said the one normal procedure is that when they feel that the bone's got better, the knee's got better, they don't let you take the crutches off completely and walk just freely. What they do is they give you a period of time to walk, first of all, to let the knee expand a bit. So they give you, let's say, to walk 5 minutes without crutches. And then afterwards, you should use crutches. The Shaila was, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Oh, I'll tell you, someone told me once, the Shaila, he remembers he had a visitor in his house. The visitor needed crutches to walk on the Shabbos. But the person said, for 10 minutes, a quarter of an hour, I can walk without crutches. It's all right, my feet are right. So after a quarter of an hour or so, my feet get tired and need to use crutches. Is such a person allowed to take crutches in the streets on Shabbos? That's the Shaila. It's a very interesting question. So on this, the short one says over here, Sheen Aleph Sifte Zayin. Chega Sheen Yoch Alelech Ule Makal. It's interesting, the short one says, a chiga, someone who can't walk. Without a stick. Mutter Lelech Boy Afilin Koshbo. Such a person who can't walk without a stick, he's allowed to use it on Shabbos. He can take it in Shabbos even though it's not tied to him. The Mishnah Brewer says, Kimon de Eli Yochel Leilech Klal Lo Makal, since he can't walk at all without a stick, Havale Kimon de Eli comes like his shoe, comes like his foot. So such a person who can't walk at all without a shoe, without the stick, and become a walking stick, will be a crutches, in such a case there, that person is allowed to walk in the street without a chance. But the Mishnah Brewer is mashmah, that if you can walk a bit without it,
the temperature can't walk without it.
Yeah, for the first one, you can't walk without it. Yeah, but then there's a hitch, you can't walk without it. A leg has to be permanent, leg. You can't have a leg, it's only a leg after minutes. Right, the interesting thing is actually, so this is what he's talking about, one sefer that brings from someone that's what to me, at this point I didn't get so clear what he said to me. I'm not sure he's upset with the sefer who quoted this or the actual ruling that there's one sefer that's quoted to say that's mutter. But he wasn't happy with this. The Maisi didn't like this at all. So it said that a person can manage to walk a bit without the crutches, even though eventually he might need to use the crutches or should not use it.
And if you walk the first 15 minutes in the house, can you afterwards then he needs them?
Yeah, but that's a lot of help to him, because that's not his day, he doesn't need it. And I said, in the house, it would be some rules to a man who's in the house with a crutch. What?
It takes 10 minutes to get the shoes, the first 2 minutes is okay. The rest.
But the nice thing is that can't become a link. You can't have a perpetual.
You can't get shoe with it. You can't walk to his destination without his crutches.
I'm saying, but you can't.
Because 2 minutes is okay.
Leg. You have to make the crutch become a link. The leg, when it becomes a leg, you need the whole time.
You can't understand that. What? You can walk for literally half a minute, fine. Yeah, and then I can't get further than that. So because of that, I can't walk, I can't go out, I can't use my crutches. I can hop for 3 seconds. That's okay.
3 seconds is
whatever. I get up down the road.
It's 3 minutes. What's it? 10 minutes, the end, 20 minutes, not what happens.
Well, I can use my feet, but 3 minutes is fine. But after that, I just.
So where do you draw a line? 10 minutes you can't walk without crutches, right now, you can't. Where do you draw a line? It's very nice. A leg has to be a permanent leg. If you want to make the crutch a leg, it has to be the whole time. Okay, the voice side. Let's move on a bit. What else we spoke about? That was yesterday's thing. What else we spoke about yesterday?
You talk about without support.
What?
Crutches without support. I mean, actually support myself with.
Yeah, if someone has walk. We can't walk without holding onto the benches. That's true. That's possible. That's the same as crutch.
No walking stick.
Well, so we can help you. We're walking with somebody's arm.
What?
Yeah. Well, with somebody's arm.
Somebody, he always has to walk with someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the same thing. He needs an extension. It's just, he's got normally his house got someone to hold on to, or he's got a person who walks with him. But he needs something for a leg. He hasn't got a leg, so that person's right. But otherwise, so it's a problem. Otherwise, interesting things, otherwise, it's a problem.
So, with an old person can't need to walk, it feels insecure. You can't, you don't show me.
Well, when he's walking, normally he doesn't need it. I think we should speak about this case actually. Let's have a look here.
Needs that.
He walks, but it just feels like feels secure.
I mean, does he always need it? Does he always take any walks?
Yeah, because if he needs it,
only for when he needs it.
Or when he needs it.
Like I say, he can walk without it, he just needs it for the extra support.
Does the person always use a stick?
Yeah, because
yeah, that's like a leg shot. If he always uses it, if he always walks with it, he always has it with him. Yeah.
Not always uses it, always has it with him.
Because to support himself, what do you mean?
Yeah, but he can actually always use it. He can walk a few steps.
But he won't.
He needs it because he just wants to.
Actually, support him. Actually, that's okay, I think. I think that's alright. Okay. Now the Shai is also, there's also an interesting Shai about a Suma Nebuch, the blind person who needs to have a stick. So that Italian horse is no good.
No
good. It's
the only time. It's
not good on Shabbos. It's the Etzman. He can walk without it.
He can't walk without it.
He can't walk. If someone were to tell him that the road is straight, there's nothing in front of you, you can walk without it. It's not, it can't become part of your leg that way. It's interesting.
You don't feel safe.
What?
He doesn't feel safe,
but that's a Zayt Gazaf, that's not the same, that's not become part of your leg. I'm sure it is. The ancient Kiddush actually. He's one of the guys on Kuf Samach Tes. That's a problem, yeah, it's a problem. Kuf Samach Tes. Shuma Nitzrach, the Makok, the Lelech, the Chayv, also Lotzis Boy. You can't have it. That's not cool. What do you call it? Actually, Hosha with his blind, his guide dogs exactly
where they are. Hey, according to you for last week, can he sew it onto your jacket?
The whole law also becomes an extension of your jacket. This can't become an extension of your jacket, so it's not going to be over here. He said over here at the bottom, Nira, after what I got asking, after what I did, Shah Summa, Aina Maka class is there, there's another way. But Maliha Maka, all of whom is Kalka Mishra, you can afford over. Because I'm going to have to do a muckle, because it's somehow legal if Shah is going to be muckle. Actually,
it's not the legs,
it's not the legs. It's nothing wrong with the legs. It's what you call it. He doesn't need a support at all, it's just to make sure there's nothing there. It's a Kiddush Taka, so he says that you can't do Taka. That's Taka also.
When you wear glasses, it's awesome. Make sure that there's nothing wrong with your legs. You want to make sure you don't fall.
No one said the
The reason why the glass is mutted is because it's like a mulch. You need it for your body. You need it, it becomes like a part of your tire. Or it's refuah.
And the sewer who can't use
it's not refuah, it's sewer. It doesn't help, it doesn't make curing. The glasses stop a person from headache. It's helping back the body and shamish the body itself. This thing over here is a very nice thing. It's very similar to the hearing aid actually. The Shabbos spoke about hearing aids. But the hearing aid is not barak with the goof. It's not healing the body. It helps you hear, but that's the person who really stay open without doing it to the body. So the only heter of the hearing aid that the apostles say could be allowed is this heter of that since it's always worn by him, it becomes part of his attire. It becomes part of his clothing, part of his mulch. But that you can't say with the black person, because he doesn't use it always the whole time. He's not using it the whole time in his house, he's not using it, he doesn't need it. The hearing aid he had on the whole time. That could be the heter. Now, unfortunately, like Elijah, I can't ask about this, but Elijah, when we let him have Shmuel's coil, we said that Elijah said many possible ways to speak to the person who's wearing a hearing aid. Even though the chol, you're making a bit of a circuit. I mean, the circuit's there ready, but you're doing something when you speak. The mice said, all the possible hole, that's still not to do. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly why I want the heter, but I can't really find out what it is. There's another also in the Shabbos, I don't understand this either so well in the Shabbos, someone who can't walk, but he can wean himself in a wheelchair. Is that okay? Can he do that on Shabbos? Now some people say that a wheelchair to him now becomes topple to him, it becomes mummish, okay, and others disagree. For some reason though, I don't understand this either, for someone else to push him, that's not allowed. It's only he himself as a shayla. For some reason, I don't know what the void is, but for some reason, you only allow this machlik is about whether someone's in a wheelchair never and he can wean himself. If that's allowed, that's only for himself. It doesn't work for someone else to push it. And even that, wean himself is a machlik. A lot of people say it doesn't work that. And I said, you can't wean himself on Shabbos. Okay, everybody, so let's move on to today's topic, rain hats. Also, very interesting shayla is about the rain hats. So we know quite clearly that a beged can be worn on Shabbos at any point. Even though it's not doing a tachas action, because it's got a winter coat, for example, in the summer, a beged is mutter to wear. Hu adin, things that are not begotten, but they were shamish the guf. For example, a plaster, a bandage, it protects the body, yeah? That just protects the body, so he doesn't want to get knocked, anything, he doesn't want to bruise, that's okay. However, something which is not to protect the body is to protect your garments. Let's say, for example, he's got a little cut in his hand, and it's near his shirt. So he wants to go out, but he's worried if it starts bleeding, it's going to touch my shirt. I'm going to get my shirt dirty. I don't want a red shirt. So he wants to put a bandage or something over it in order to stop it touching his shirt, in order not to make his shirt dirty. That's takos. To protect a beged, to carry something which is not a beged, to put something which is not a beged, to protect a beged is not allowed. Interesting analogy, yeah?
Even tied.
Even?
If it's knotted, tied up.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. It's a muscle, it's called a muscle. However, it is, it's not allowed to ward. It's a problem, I said. It's not, what do you call it? It's not a beged, it's not for the goof, just protect a beged. That's it. In this case, it's got a cut. And he doesn't want it, that's not allowed. If the person's wearing a beggar to protect the beggar, that's mutter, it's an emotional. The person's got a nice jacket, and it's raining outside, it's drizzling. So he wants to put a raincoat on to stop his jacket getting wet. Doesn't matter if it's not going to get wet, he doesn't want his jacket to get wet. That you can put on. A beggar you can put on to protect something else. But something which is not a beggar to put on, in order to protect something, that is a problematic. Based on this, we have to realize now, let's talk about a plastic hat. Yeah? A plastic rain thing. So, let's say, for example, a girl, or even a married woman, actually, with a shaggy one. So, she puts a plastic hat, a plastic rain hat. She puts that over her hair. That is actually protecting the body. Why? Because if the rain goes through her hair, let's say a girl, or even a woman who's got a shaggy on, it's going to make her hair wet. It's uncomfortable. So that is actually protecting the body. It's actually both to protect the shaykh, it's protecting the body as well. But since it's protecting the body, that is an actual water chance. Who are the galoshes and these rubber things that I'm sure people put on when it's snowing or whatever, again, that also, first of all, it makes the feet warmer, it's helping the body, and also it stops the water coming in to someone's shoes that can make his whole socks wet.
It's only to protect your shoes, then not.
Oh, so it's just to protect your shoes, that you have, I don't know if you've got some kids like that,
normally. It's not really.
Oh, I have plastics, yeah, so if it's, yeah, So the moshul there, when you put galoshes on, normally it does, it serves the body as well. It's helping the body, that it stays warmer, first of all, it keeps the shoe, but it makes it warmer, and it also stops the rain coming into the shoe, which if it gets wet, it's very uncomfortable. That's okay. Yeah? But a plastic cover for a man's hat, now you have to think, like, I was thinking about that sometimes, I was got a strap, but I thought to myself, I don't know how, practical example, I thought to myself, if a strap gets wet, interesting, why would I say a strap gets wet? Does it affect the body at all? I would have thought it goes through, but he tells me it doesn't go through at all.
No.
No? Does it go through?
Does it drip through?
Does it drip right through? You never had, you never got in a wet like that.
I carry it much, my students to me.
How old is it? 2 years ago. Which protects normally the clothes from getting dirty. It doesn't go right round because it's not a bedhead, it's just partly on the front. To go in the street on that child's also. She wants to go across to her neighbour, she wants to ask her neighbour something, can I borrow something? Or I wish to go, can I ask you a question? So she puts this mini apron on, which only covers the front part of the thing, which is meant there, mummy. The apron is meant there just to protect the undergarment. That's what we're wearing for. That is her top. Even though she's wearing it, it's tied on. But there's no head to wear that. That beggar is not a beggar in its own right. If it's a big apron, it goes right round, so that's called a beggar. And a beggar, even though it's protecting another beggar's mutter. But if it's not called a beggar, it doesn't go right round.
It protects the other beggars. This part, the part which gets dirty.
You must look to protect a beggar. You cannot wear a beggar to protect another beggar. And if it's not called a beggar, the first one, the apron's not called a beggar. It doesn't go all the way around you. So it's not called a beggar.
And if it goes all the way around,
yeah, so that's called a beggar. It's something, it surrounds you. That's the way something which surrounds you completely is called a beggar. That's an interesting thing. Yeah,
even if a person wouldn't normally
wear it, that's all right. So someone takes a towel, for example, they say, and he wraps himself up in a towel right round, and he wants to walk in the street without his mutter, really. It's an interesting, it looks funny, but and that's takamotsu, he's wearing it completely around, and that becomes like a beggar. It's an interesting thing. So again, the apron, which a person, a semi-apron, which only goes round the front, it's only there for the time. So a woman wants to go out to ask her neighbour something, she's got that thing on her, she must shower out with it. That's the problem. Now when it comes to a strap, let's talk about a normal hat first, before we come to a strap. A normal hat, normally, what a person's got, and he wants to put just a piece of plastic over his hat. Now there, all he's doing is that plastic is only there to protect his hat. Because even if the hat gets wet, generally speaking, it doesn't affect the body. The rains are very, very long, and it might affect the body. But generally speaking, most times that hat gets wet will not affect the body.
Not straw hat.
Straw hat tacker, don't you? It's quite right. A straw hat tacker is much hotter. Because there, it's like a girl's hair. If she hasn't got something covering her hair, it's going to go through the straw hat. It's going to affect the whole body. So that's like a water. But a normal hat that a person wears, those hats where a person wears, when a mice even gets wet, it doesn't affect the goof. It doesn't go through to the body. It won't affect the body. That, to put just a rain cover on the hat itself, is, according to many possibly, not allowed. Yeah? Because all you're doing is protecting the hat. Others say, in this case here, that if the plastic is made especially for the hat, it's designed for the hat, and it's a tight fitting, then you can sit behind the bottom of the hat. I've got a normal hat designed to cover the hat. So then some possibly say that in that case there it's allowed because it's bottled to the hat. Okay. Many possibly hold that a plastic which just covers the hat is awesome. Because the whole thing you do is just protect the hat, you're not doing it to protect your body. So many possible hold that's out of question, we should not do it. Other possible, some possible are mekel in that case, and they say it becomes a toffle to the hat. Since it's tightly on the hat and it's meant to be part of it, it becomes toffle to the hat. Again, this will only work, not a carry bag, you can't put a carry bag on, because no one says a carry bag becomes toffle to the thing. So it only mutter, even though many possible hold that a straightforward plastic over your hat is not enough to go on the shots. That's a problem of
even if it's properly fitting.
Even if it's properly fitting, it gets on, it's nice to fit. The shamach as well, otherwise you get these plastic things. The chayra, if it's just doing that, that's the problem. Now, let's just say, many of them are designed in a way where the plastic covers over the shamach, plus it covers part of the face.
That's the mutter.
That's much better. That's much like a beggar's pretending model. That's like a mutter's view, and there's no problem at all.
Yeah.